Aho and welcome across the veil. I'm April, your host and facilitator for the next hour. We are eager to share with you messages from those who are across the veil. Our program may be heard every Friday at this time. Across the Veil is the unique opportunity for you to connect with and communicate with those who are across the veil. This connection or communication may be with angels, masters, teachers, guides, loved ones, friends, or others who have preceded you across the veil, as they share their wisdom and guidance with those who are listening to help bring healthy balance to our lives. During this hour, I'm accepting phone calls, so please feel free to call at any time during the program. If you are having difficulty getting through, keep trying, because making the connections for you is important to those across the veil and to myself. If you're unable to get through during the program and you would like to send me an email to ask a brief question, you may do so by emailing me at april@whitewolfapril.com. That's white as in the color, wolf as in the animal, April as in the month. I'm also offering one-on-one readings over the phone or in person. If you're interested in this, email me, april@whitewolfapril.com, or telephone me at 907-357-7377 in Alaska. Visit my website, whitewolfapril.com, for more details. We offer a number of classes, online or in person. You may find out more about these classes on whitewolflearninginstitute.com. We also offer weekend retreats for learning and personal growth. With no further ado, let's see what those across the veil have to share with us today.
It's spectacular to begin with you again this week. As we begin, I want to invite only those during this program that operate or come through with a higher frequency vibration. I understand we already have a caller. Caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, I was just making sure it was me.
How can I help you today?
Okay, I was kind of going to have a question in regards to, do you see a new roommate coming in here within the next week or so?
Yes. There was no doubt it was an immediate yes. And that's going to be really, it's going to be really interesting, because the minute you ask the question and the minute they answered yes, I got spirituals that completely covered my body.
Oh, wow.
So it's a definite, strong yes. Whatever you're working towards with that, they're saying yes.
And they're not saying, what if this person's coming in from out of state or overseas or out of the country or anything like that? Is there any? Because I had some replies by putting it out, but they haven't answered back. And I was just thinking, wondering if there is still potential for that, or if they have other choices.
All I know is I said yes, that you were going to have a roommate within a very short period of time here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to see if I can connect with any of the specifics that may have come in. They're saying that it's not somebody that you have already communicated with.
Oh, okay.
And they're saying that it's new ground. They're showing me new ground, like the ground being turned over, like if somebody was rototilling the ground to plant a garden. They're showing me new ground being turned over. So it's somebody that you've not spoken to.
Oh, really? But this will be coming in within the next week or two, because, the other one kind of left on short notice and put me in a little bit of a pickle.
Right. And they're saying it's all going to work out, and it'll be within a very timely manner, and it'll be fine.
Okay. Any other messages from anybody across, or do you just have specific?
No, I sometimes get messages for people. I'm just trying to see if I can pick up anything. You have a great grandmother that's on the other side that's giving you some extra strength, that's trying to help nudge you along with some of the apparently self-care is something that's a concern. Sometimes you don't take care of yourself well enough, and she's been trying to encourage you to do that. Sometimes you get caught up in stress a little bit, is what she's showing me. And
yeah,
she's trying to send you some nurturing energy. You know, it's like when you get that feeling like, I should just sit down and just kick my feet up for a few minutes. That's kind of her nudging you.
Oh, okay.
And she'd kind of like you to listen.
The thing is I try to listen. I don't know what I'm doing wrong that I can't hear them. Because I listen to these shows, and it's like they say, just do this and this. And it's like, I try. And it's like, I don't hear nothing.
You know, I've had many students who've come in and said the same thing. And a lot of it is listening to good teachings on how to get yourself that way, quieted and able to hear and able to listen and following those little nudges. But the big thing is to really start trusting. So, like, when you hear the message or hear something like somebody saying, man, I should just sit down and put my feet up today. You know, would you normally think of that where you're at right now, where you're at in the situation of what you're doing at that moment? And a lot of times that's where we need to learn and look at it and trust and say, wait a minute, that was maybe the guide trying to tell me I need to take a minute to regroup because I'm not thinking about that right now. And learning to trust that the little things that we're hearing are actually the messages that they're bringing across.
The only thing I've noticed, and I've been curious about this, is probably in the past, not that too far along, is I get like sometimes sensations like tingling or whatever. Like a lot of times I finally mostly notice it like 5 minutes before my alarm's supposed to go off I was just wondering, it's like I don't hear anything, but it's just kind of like I don't know, I call them sensations, but it's like tingling and I never know what it's about. And then most of the time it's like I have to get up. Or it's time to wake up, and it's like that, or get up because you're going to get a phone call, and you better be awake when you get it. Kind of seems like that kind of stuff.
A lot of times what that actually is, we're picking up messages through clairvoyance, clairessence, clairgustance, through all of those clairas. A lot of times we're actually picking up those messages through those signals within ourselves, which are all basically our gifts and our skills. So my thought on that is you're starting to develop and starting to sense some of the things that are happening through clairsentience, which is the ability to sense it and to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do some research on understanding a little bit more of the clairs. I call them, I'm in the process of putting together a book on it, and I'm calling it Clair What? Because a lot of us don't understand it. Like you were saying, you know, I get these feelings and I know, you know, I get a tingling to get up. I get, what is that about? And a lot of times that's just one of your gifts that's starting to come through and starting to, you're starting to get more comfortable with it, so it's not something you're pushing back.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because sometimes it can be during the day when I'm watching TV, and it's usually right in the stomach area, too.
Uh-huh.
When I'm
that's
sleeping,
where the
whole body.
Yep. You'll get it everywhere, but one of the places in our bodies, it's like you were describing, the stomach, that's our solar plexus. That's the root. That's the core. That's the seed of who we are. And that's where it's going to start. It's kind of where we give birthing the new things coming from, too, as well.
Okay. Is that when it does stuff like that, does it tell you that this is time for you to wake up and start developing that, or is it just there?
Sometimes. Sometimes it's giving you those little nudges and those little things that are saying, hey, come on, let's start working, let's start doing this. We're here, we're really here to help you, and that type of thing. And then other times it's just, you know, a part of yourself that's starting to begin to be realized.
Oh, okay.
Okay
well, that's good.
In your case, what I feel with it is that it's very definitely something that's telling you to start developing your gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely
feel
it's getting
the other time. Day I kind of was in that mode or whatever, and I said the only problem is like for who I am, it's like if this is something I'm supposed to really develop, then you better have somebody stand in front of my face and say, hey, look, I'll help you, because if I have to go looking for it, it must take me a while, like a long while. Because I'm just not good at going after, well, I am, but it's like it seems like every time I do that, it's like I'm too busy, too tired, or too something. And it's like, but if somebody was to be right in my face about it, I'd probably go, okay, here I am, I'll do it now.
Yep. Check out my website. It has a lot of information on developing a lot of those things and some classes that you could take or literature you might want to get, any of that kind of stuff. You know, just check it out. Check out other people's sites that offer the same thing. They may actually get right in your face like you were asking for.
Yeah,
they'll show you,
yeah.
You know, who to have there.
Yeah. Okay, well, if there's no other messages, I guess I better let you go.
Thanks for your call. Have a great day.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. As I was saying at the beginning of the program, I'm so excited when callers come in and we can share the messages that come in from our loved ones and the angels and our teachers and the guides. And the exciting thing about it is we can get the encouragement that we need. We can learn to trust and understand what's going on in our spaces and in the world around us. During the week, I have received a number of emails from different people regarding some questions that have come up and different things like that. And I want to invite the radio listeners that if you're having trouble getting through on the phones, please feel free to email me. And I'm actually having the computer by me this week because I had a few come in during the program last week. And well, we weren't able to address their issues on the air. And I would like to be able to do that for you because it's important that you can hear from those that are on the other side. And I had a message from a Fred, and he had asked me about some situations with his child, and the basis of it is what's up with her. And we had emailed back and forth a little bit, and there was a message that came through for him. But Fred, as I was getting prepared for this week's program, I could feel the energy of that coming forward, and it was front and foremost in this preparation. And they wanted me to share with you that there is a change coming and a shift coming with your daughter that's going to happen in about 6 months. And in that 6 months' time, you'll have the opportunity to handle things a little bit differently. Not real sure exactly what direction they were spinning off with that for you, but they wanted me to share that with you, that don't be in despair about it. There's going to be about another 6 months, a little bit of a lag there, and then you're going to get a little bit more understanding into what all is going on and what all is happening. I wasn't sure if I had a beep or not. Is there a caller on the line?
There is.
All right. Hello.
Hello. You're really good at this.
Oh, thank you. How can I help you?
Well, first I wanted to say you're very kind the way you answer the questions.
Thank you.
What you can help me with is I'm a shaman. It has something to do with this because it didn't happen before I was a shaman.
Is that why this is standing up all over my body once again?
I don't know. things disappear, my things. And they're important things, like cell phones. They just go somewhere.
Are they all electronic?
No.
Are they all electronic? Okay, I'm feeling a lot of buzz in the energy field. I'm feeling a lot of, that's why I asked you about electronics, because you know how electronics, when you're working with them, they'll buzz and you can feel a vibration, and a lot of times when you're running energy, you'll actually fry them, like I've been through 9 computers now in the last.
Oh, yeah. I do that, too.
Okay. It's that kind of buzz that I'm feeling. And
but this is when I'm asleep that they go.
Okay. Well, if it's not electronics itself that's going, there's something buzzing within your energy field which is causing these things to happen.
Well, what do I do about it? I this is getting expensive here.
It can be very frustrating.
But it's important things. It's never anything that I don't care about. It's always something I really, really need to be using.
Right. They're telling me, you had mentioned the cell phone.
Yeah, well, I mentioned the cell phone because everybody knows what those are. Some of the other things,
they're
not so common.
What I'm saying is, have you lost your cell phone? Because I'm seeing it in a dark space, like in the bottom of a pocket, in the bottom of a purse, in the bottom of like a tote.
Okay, good. Okay. I'll look in dark places then. I mean,
yeah,
I've been looking everywhere. I could put my hands, but that helps.
It's kind of like one of those things that it slid down in.
Okay.
Like, You said, like, you might have thought you put it in a special pocket that you normally put it in to hold it, but it's actually missed that and kind of, like, slid under is what I'm seeing.
No, I think it was laying on the bed with me when it,
okay.
It could have, it might be under the bed.
Might be time to pull it away from the wall.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, no telling us. But
yeah.
I know where it was before it left, and it
okay.
was there because my grandmother's 92 and she's in a nursing facility, and I always have it on in case something happens to her.
You need that communication, right?
They need to call yeah. me, and because I'm power of medical power of attorney, and if she's not talking, then I need to talk for her.
You need to be
so,
the voice, exactly.
Yeah,
going so. Back to the buzzing in your energy field. It feels like you've come under, I don't like to word it this way, but I'm going to word it this way. It
go
feels
ahead,
like
I
you've
can't.
Come under attack by some other outside influences, and they're kind of stirring up and buzzing up your space.
What can I do to get rid of them?
One of the things that they're showing me is using the mirrors as a reflective bubble around yourself, turning the mirror so they reflect outward.
Okay. Oh.
They're also showing me doing a candle magic type of exercise where you take just one of those little, you could even do it like a birthday candle, and etch in it love, light, and healing to those that would send you any ill, and then just burn the candle and allow, because candle represents all four elements, and as you work in shamanic energy, you understand the importance of earth,
yeah.
air, fire, and water. And the candle represents all four of those.
Okay.
So if you get the candle to do that, breaking and releasing, but doing it through love, light, and healing, it's going to give you some more freedom from that, and it's going to help break that static, that type of stuff.
I might have been born with it, actually.
Pardon?
That what you're talking about right now has been there a while, a long time.
Okay, you may want to use a little bit bigger candle, just, you know, put a little bit more boost with it, a little bit more beef with it.
All right.
But that's ways you can clear your space. The other is to do the circling of yourself with the reflective mirrors outside. So that anything that's trying to come in at yourself is actually going to be reflected back out. Also remember to cover the bottom and the top.
Oh, I'm glad you said that because I wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah, that's definitely something they brought forward.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to do that, which is kind of stupid in a certain way. Thank you very much.
No, that's okay.
Much.
That's how we learn, you know, is listening
really
to them and letting them give us the guidance that says, hey, don't forget to cover the top.
Well, yeah, duh. Well, yeah, that's probably why everything gets away.
Yep.
I really appreciate
that. That would be a definite direction that I would go with that, is to do some drawing in some protection for yourself and unfortunately, when some people get off into jealousy and get into areas of jealousy, we have to do what's necessary. But if we always do it in love and light, it can
mm-hmm.
heal the situations, and it helps us become stronger, and it helps them become stronger in a positive light and not feeding a negative vibration.
But there's a lot of people in the family, for example, that they don't want to deal with my grandmother, but they're kind of mad at me because I like to.
Right.
It doesn't make sense, but I'm sure you understand what I mean.
I totally understand what you're saying.
They're mad at me, they're jealous, or they're not happy with me because they're not doing their stuff the way they really, or they're going to be regretting it when she dies because they're ignoring her, and it's unpleasant for them to see her the way she is, and, you know, it hurts
yeah.
her feelings, of course. But she says,
course.
Oh, well, that's just the way they are. At least I have you. But, you know, when it's all over, it's going to be too late.
Yeah.
And
I'm trying
to explain to them, you know, but I do know where a lot of that is coming from.
Okay, good.
And
so
there could be more I don't know about.
Yeah, you know where to target it. That's excellent.
But I do know about those because they do verbalize sometimes. I can tell. You know, one of them just stopped talking to me altogether because I wouldn't call her and give her a daily medical report. And I told her she had the same phone numbers I had and she had the same 10 fingers. And I didn't see why, unless she was going to pay me to be her secretary, I shouldn't need to call her every day and give her a, you know, that's her deal. But then she just stopped talking to me. And I know she's furious with me, but I don't I don't care so much, but I was wondering if she was kind of sending out ugliness.
It may be. It may be her. It may be. There's a few others I'm seeing as well. Just put yourself into some protection and do some of the cleansing.
Okay.
Doing the candle work with that will do that.
Good. Thank you.
I'll do it
real often, because I'm sure they won't stop. Well, too quick. They're stubborn.
Send the love and light into it that they will, that they'll be healed and that they'll be able to stop.
Well,
you know, that's our best tool, is when we can send them love and light and healing so that they can move forward and become stronger in a positive vibration. And if we send
I've been working on that so many years, you know, it just seems like...
Doesn't it get tiring at times?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
I understand that statement. I really do.
Yes, I know you do. You think, okay, I'll do it again. All right, but my gosh. Anyway, I really appreciate your help, and I will do this, and I'll let you know how it's working.
Yes, please do. And you also, they're also telling me that you need to start drawing in some angelic energy for your grandmother.
Okay. She probably does need that. She hasn't been very aware of that kind of stuff, her life. You know, she's 92. That's just woo-woo stuff.
Right.
So, anything she's been getting...
Recently, I had an aunt who was in a similar situation, and for some reason, I'm seeing her, so I'm going to share this with you.
Okay.
She was in a similar situation, and she had always been brought up in a particular belief process, and it was interesting because she wouldn't go until I came to visit, and mind you, they live on the East Coast, and I'm in Alaska.
Oh,
so it
wow.
took a little bit to get down there to her, but I did, and when I got there... She then began to open up, and she began to experience different things. And one of the things that she communicated was, because you've come and you've helped me, I can see now. And she
would
point, and she would look, and she would. So that may be, for some reason, they're sharing, wanting me to share that with you. That may be something that you need to do to assist in helping opening up that angelic connection for her.
Do I need to take one? So that she can look at, or just...
Do what you feel led to do, is what they're telling me. You're going to get, you know, little hits and little, I call them hits, little knowledges of what to do that's going to be what's right for her.
Okay. That's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah. You have a spectacular day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
One of the other emails that I received during the week was from a gal who's concerned about her son and that he's starting to have some problems. I believe they've been developing over a little bit of a time with what she's doing. One of the guides was giving me earlier to share with you is that he's going to be okay, that even though it kind of feels like you've got this little dark cloud over your whole family's head here with his new situation, that they're also telling me, don't forsake the medical treatments, using it along with cranial sacral work and some energy healing work. They're saying you need the balance. You need all of the balance to come together that's going to, that's basically got to come into conjunction with other, together for his highest good, for his highest, what's the word I want? Healing. So that the healing can come from all levels and from all different directions. But they're saying don't forsake working with the medical community either, because they do have something that can be offered to help. I know when I do a lot of the work here and in some of the other communities that I travel to, that working with the medical facilities and medical community, we're able to work together complementary alternatives, helping bring in that balance through all means, not just depending on one means and not just depending on another, but bringing the connection of it. And that's what they really were showing me for this young man, is to bring those all together. Caller, go ahead.
Hello?
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 Hi, hello. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. It's so lovely to talk to you. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yes, my question to my guides or angels or whomever can help me is I'm moving, getting ready to move, wanting to know if it's the best thing for me to do, and I'm looking for love and to create a family. So.
Okay, you've kind of got numerous things going there.
Yeah.
Where are you located presently? What area?
I'm right now in France, Paris, France, and
okay.
I'm thinking to move back home.
Okay.
To America. In the same time, I'm looking for a person to share my life with and create a family, and I've been praying on this and using visualization and wondering what you see or my guides see.
Okay, the guides are definitely leading you to come back to the States. Not sure if they're showing that it's going to be a permanent move back, but that there is something that you need to do in that move back to the States. They're giving me a very positive that's one of the things you need to do. It's not going to happen quite as fast as you would like to have it happen, but they're going to guide that and direct that for you so that it'll be okay and the time will be fine as long as you listen to that. And when little things kind of happen, like if you go to get a ticket and the airline, you know, says they have the ticket, but then when you go to get the ticket, the flight is booked. Take that as a message from them that the timing isn't quite into alignment there yet for you, but it will shift and it'll go in just as it's supposed to.
Okay.
You're gonna have that twist just as you need it to be there. They're also showing that career-wise, this is a wise move for you as well.
Okay.
That coming over here back to the state is a wise move for you. And where are you planning to come into the States? Because they're showing me two directions. If you go more towards East Coast, and they're particularly showing me New York, that if you tend to go more towards New York, you're going to be more focused on career and family things and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to find, they're showing me more towards, I'm trying to see, I don't want to say Midwest, but Midwest is the best words I can give you, is where you're going to be in alignment a little bit better to find love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And like I said, I don't know where you're planning on heading.
I don't know either. I'm trying to sort of
find the locations. Okay.
Right.
Where is family from here in the States?
Family's from New York, and my mother lives in South Carolina now. I thought about California, moving to California. So, yeah.
That would be a positive move for you. California would be positive. Like I said, New York would be positive. They brought that in. It must be because mom's connection there, or, you know, family connection there.
Mm-hmm.
But that would strictly be a good career move for you. But if you're wanting to find more to do with relationships, beginning your own family, you know, making your own family, like the East Coast would bring in more of the family, you know, your immediate structured family,
mm-hmm.
but to start creating your own family, you're wanting to go Midwest to the West.
Okay.
Have you ever had a locational chart done through astrology?
No.
That may be beneficial to you if you can find, I apologize, I don't do astrology and I'm not real sure where you're at, who would be a good person to contact for that. But if you give them locations, what they do is they plug in your birth date, your time, and all of that type of stuff, and give you more leading on to, you know, what would be a good and what would not be a good area for you to be. I was hearing that would be a place for you to start researching as well.
Okay. Yeah, because I was told France and Italy, and now I'm moving back, and Spain, and some parts of the East Coast. I mean, someone just told me that, so I don't... Okay, but I'll look into that, absolutely.
Definitely. I feel a move back to the States would be very positive, refreshing, recharging, rebuilding, but I do feel you're going back to European countries.
Yeah.
you have a calling back there. You have some stuff that your life path is set into motion to work at while you're there in the European countries, from things that have happened in past life situations and past connections.
that it's really important that you be there. But it's kind of like they're showing me the United States being that rebirthing, that recharging, that kind of regrouping yourself and then being able to go back.
Right. I get it. Yeah, okay. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, okay. Confirm my intuition. Anything from anyone who's crossed over?
Do you have a brother on the other side?
No.
Okay. I have a young man here who I would place as a brother in the where he's showing himself in your energy field. But if you don't have a brother, it could be a friend that you had considered as a brother that passed. Pardon?
Oh, yeah. Yes, perhaps. Yeah, a friend.
Exactly. You know, but somebody who's kind of in that position, and they're trying to say to you to stand strong.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. To stand strong, no matter what's coming up in your situations, no matter what's going on around you right now, right here where you're at today, stand strong. Know that it's all going to work out.
Bingo. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you very much. You're wonderful. Thank you.
Bye-bye. As we're working on this, I was giving a message across to this mother whose son is suffering with some problems. And once again, they want me to reiterate bringing the combination of complementary alternatives, working with the medical community. They really want you to get that message that's really important to do that. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, April. This is Diane. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I was in a romance, and I broke up with him. And he called me, and he tells me my pictures are still up, and you know, he thinks about me every day. And you know, I've asked him to move on. And so I finally thought I'd see him even for closure, just to see how I felt. And then he tells me when we're together, after saying what I just said to you, that he's dating. And I thought, well, good for him. So, you know, why won't he release me is my question. Why does he do this? Do you know what I'm saying?
It's control and manipulation. I'm seeing it's control and manipulation. What I'm seeing is like a large thumb over top of like a piece of Play-Doh or Play-Doh and just kind of like pushing that down. It's a form of control and manipulation, and as long as you allow yourself to be drawn into that role with him, that drama with him, it's going to continue. When you finally put your foot down and you build that healthy boundary that says, I love you unconditionally and I send you as much love and light and healing as you need, but I love myself unconditionally, I can look in the mirror and say to myself, I love myself unconditionally, that I'm putting up healthy boundaries that are going to say to you, because I do love myself unconditionally, we're done. And until you do that, creating those healthy boundaries, you're going to have this little dance that he's going to want to do with that control and manipulation.
Got it. But that's all he wants. I mean, he's not the authentic, real deal. Is he, April? Do you see that?
Say it again what you just said to me, because I'm trying to process it and I'm not getting quite a clear signal back from the guides. Go ahead and say it again.
Is he the real deal? Is what he's saying legitimate? And he has all these feelings for me and pictures up and thinks about me every day?
It's a figment of his imagination. It's what he's created it within his own mind, but it's not truly what's in the heart.
It's not in his heart, right? Got it.
Right. It's in his head. It's the imagination. It's that controlling. When we get into control, when we get into manipulation, it's all what we've created in the head. It's what we've created in the mind to make become a reality.
Got it. When we go from the heart,
that's when we can enter into really healthy, productive relationships.
Will I be able to find someone else?
Definitely. You definitely will. You'll find someone who's going to be a companion more so than a partner at first, because you need to learn how to enter into a healthy companionship type of relationship, that you've had a little bit of trouble with that in the past. And they're showing me that they want to help you build that within your confidence level, then you're going to be able to move into a really, they're showing me a really, it's almost like I'm seeing two bluebirds sitting on a branch facing one another singing beautiful notes. It almost looks like a cartoon picture. once you reach that state, then you can get that type of bluebird happiness, bliss type of relationship.
What a wonderful visual. Love you, Doctor. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you
Thanks
so
for calling.
Much.
Have a great day.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Another message from another one of the emails that I had received during the week was from some young gals who have this other energy that is of a young man. I'll bring come back to this. Caller, go ahead.
Hello?
Oh.
Hi.
How can I help you?
You know, I have very similar question or looking for sort of similar answers. I haven't dated in a long time. I just started dating someone, and what I'm realizing, I'm very confused. One, I'm not used to having male energy. I'm used to dismissing it.
Okay.
Two, this man has very strong male energy, so in a way it's exciting. In another way, I think
it's very frightening.
It might be too easy for me to have prejudiced opinions and dismiss them too easily.
Mm-hmm.
And then three, maybe he's just chauvinistic. I can't tell at all. This is really amazing. It's been so long, and I've just made it so easy for myself by not being involved with men that now it's very hard to interpret anything. Wondering if you can pick up on him. And
okay, did you lose a loved one that was a male? Do you have a loved one that was fairly close to you that you lost, either through death or through a dramatic separation?
Well, my very, very first love was, it seemed like real love. That was like age 18, and I'm 56. So there's really not been anything comparable to that. I almost lost my son as well, but I did not lose him.
Okay. I'm seeing that energy has kind of put a signature in your energy field, which has built up this resistance to the male energy over time. So what you're needing to do is you're needing to, okay, they're telling me to have you do what I call a shaman's death bath. And what you do is you want to take the energy of that, and if you have a bathtub at your house, you want to fill the tub and put like some sprinkles of salt in the water. You don't want to put a lot because it'll dry your skin out. Just a few little sprinkles of salt in the tub. It can be Epsom salts, table salt, bath salt, I don't care.
Okay.
Putting that in the water, and when you get in the water, you're just going to lay there, and the intention in your mind is going to be release any energies that have connected with you or have become a part of your energetic signature that has created a resistance, an acceptance, anything along that line to the masculine energy coming back into your space. And when you get into do this cleanse, what you're going to do is allow your whole body to go under the water. Bring that intention forward. Allow your whole body to submerge under the water, and when you come back up out of the water, the salt has cleansed that from your space.
That's
okay? If you don't have a bathtub, another way to do this is to take like a spritzer bottle. You can pick them up with like the sport. And just fill it with salt water and spray yourself over, then get in the shower, and as the shower's running over you, it washes it off too.
Okay. That's very cool. Can you tell me about this guy?
Pardon?
Hello? Can you tell me about this guy?
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
Can you tell me anything about this man that I'm dating?
The man that you're dating right now, he comes through very strong because he's very confident in who he is, and he's very confident on where he's going with his own agenda and his own intentions. I feel he has strong integrity towards you. It's not like you're in this relationship one-sided, that he does have strong integrity towards you. It's you that's waffling a little bit more so than him. And that's because of what you're holding on to within your energetic signature.
Okay. You know, you're right. He's the strong confidence and agenda makes me feel like I'll be invisible. Does that make sense?
I understand that. I understand what you're saying with that. It may at first, what they're showing me is it may feel that way at first, but then once you get yourself balanced into it and you're allowing your male energy to be balanced with your female energy,
uh-huh.
you're going to find that there's a very strong connection between the two of you in a way where you don't have that feeling so much.
Okay.
You're going to actually be able to find the, you're going to be able to find the balance within that. And, you know, don't the words they're saying to me to tell you is don't second guess yourself and don't be so hard and judgmental on yourself.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. This is great. Very wise information. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I'm going to go back to some of the emails that I wanted to get some answers to as well. I love all the calls that are coming in. I thank everybody for calling. Please keep trying and please keep bringing your calls in. I don't mind working with the two together. One of the emails that I've received is from a few young gals who are working with this energy of another young gentleman. Caller, go ahead. Hello?
Dr. Luga?
Yes, I can hardly hear you. Can you talk a little bit louder?
Yeah, I can. Thanks. How are you doing tonight?
There we go. Hear from you. How can I help you?
Doing good. Yeah, I was having some issues with my left arm, and what I'm wondering is what part of that has to do with my ascension and moving forward as far as where I'm going, my next step.
Okay. The very first thing I wanted to tell you that I saw the minute you said that is I could see a red hot spot underneath your right shoulder blade. Did you say right arm? Because I'm seeing it under the right shoulder blade.
Well, the right shoulder I had surgery on. The left shoulder, the left arm area I'm having some issues with ligaments and stuff.
Okay. I'm seeing a red hot spot under your right shoulder blade. I'm going to recommend that you go and have some body work done where they can help release that, whether it be through doing some good therapeutic type physical therapy, massage work, and or going in and doing some energetic healing work. Somebody who can do like a Reiki or something along that lines would be very beneficial to that one shoulder.
Is there a block there, or is it just because of the surgery that it's something to do with the masculine side? Or
I believe that it's kind of all of the above, and that's why I was saying I think if you address it on a physical level, it's going to help you, but you also need to address it on a spiritual level. Sometimes things that happen, and they're showing me the operating room as we're talking, sometimes what happens is other people who are in the surgery room can bring their own drama in and don't realize it, but inadvertently put it on us. So that's where I'm thinking some energy work would be beneficial to you to clear that out and to clean that out of your space. Does that help with that?
Yeah.
And then you said ligaments
with the left, because I've had issues with the left arm. Yeah, the
ligaments in the left arm. I'm really seeing some blockage there. I'm really seeing some blocked up, stored up energy, some pent up energy. What I'm seeing would be beneficial for you to do with this, and this is going to sound kind of crazy, but is to play in the dirt some. I don't know if you do any type of gardening or if you're in a place where you could even just put a few plants in a pot, but actually get your hands dirty and allowing the energy of that grounding soil to help you. Because I know you were wondering if this is working somewhat with your path and with your movements and with going forward on your ascension and that type of thing. You need to ground out some stuff that you're holding on to. As far as the ligaments go, some physical therapy. Pardon?
Does it have to do with, like, accepting love or flowing that energy of the feminine side?
Uh-huh. Allowing that to start moving through, allowing that to feel some freedom, some acceptance there. It's more so acceptance than it is anything else, being comfortable with that. nurturing. I'm hearing the word nurturing and that type of thing. And that's what happens when you play with plants and when you're working in the soil. A lot of times we can ground out some of the stuff that's keeping us from doing that, from being able to move forward with that. I also see that you do need to do some body work with that as well, that there's some physical level strains going on in there as well. You kind of have a dual sword going on both sides of your body. You're dealing with some issues that are physical, and you're also dealing with issues that are on a, I guess I'll put it the word spiritual level as well, on both sides, the right and the left, the right on the shoulder plate and the left being the arm.
Yeah, I guess that's the duality of the ascension process.
Right, and that's kind of that double-edged sword that we all have to work through and, you know, and get ourselves into the correct vibration and into the correct mindset. And that's kind of what they're showing me. But they're showing me grounding out will be a very beneficial tool for you.
Like I said, playing in the dirt like a child almost.
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Just
giving yourself a chance for that and allowing that to really kind of help clean and clear and cleanse. And, you know, and draw in then what you need from the soil, because the earth produces the life. You know, look at a tree and a plant. It's going to help us in the same way. Bring in the nutrients that are healthy and good for us, and it's a place where we can dump the stuff too.
Okay. And so within that will help me move through my future as far as what's coming
in? But once you can start grounding into it, you're going to start feeling more secure and centered is what I'm seeing. Once you can move into that, the security and the strength in that of saying, I can do this, I can move forward, I can, is going to then help open the doors and the windows to taking you on the path that you really want to be on.
Okay. Well, great.
Okay.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, I'm going to go back to these young girls who are working with this other young man who's on the other side. The guides are really wanting me to express to you the importance of protecting yourselves, that all three of you need to make sure that you protect yourself with divine light. Put on like a robe of divine energetic light healing that's going to keep you protected from any ill that may be coming through with the energy of that young man that's on the other side. But also do it in love and light. And if you need to counsel with somebody who's older and more experienced in working with those that are on the other side who are stuck, seek out that help and continue. If you guys need, you know, to have me help you, I'll be more than happy to give you some help along the way while you're working with that. I have a message for a woman named Charlotte. They wanted me to let you know that your eldest son, things are going to work out, but that there's going to need to be a reality check on everybody's part. It's going to be one of those realities need to be out on the table, and everybody's got to face their role in this drama that you're facing with them. And even though you're not seeing the children, that the child that you have who has passed that is on the other side wants me to let you know that he is with those girls and he is spending time with the girls and he is there kind of in your stead and reminding them of you and the connection that you've had with the children. And don't be, you know, be sad in the physical sense that you're not having time with these children, but know that he's there trying to help keep the union and that type of thing strong and moving forward. I have a message for Karen. They're wanting me to tell you to send love and light to your father as he's preparing to pass. They're telling you that the last visit that you made home to visit with him and the rest of the family members and in clearing and cleaning up properties and taking care of things, that was kind of like your last time to be with him, and you were setting things into motion that would make it be good. And the celebration that you had with him when you were there was actually the last hurrah, and that you knew that at the time when you had set it up, and that they had given you that information ahead of time, and that was a wonderful way for you to celebrate his life, and that they really want you to feel confident in that you did the right thing, and that as you're moving into that, everything is going to be fine. Donna, they're saying that you need to give yourself some credit. Stop beating yourself up so much. You're selling yourself short. You are a very powerful vessel. And don't let anyone take that from you. I have a Georgie, the energy coming in for a Georgie, to let her know that you are a healer. No one has the right or the privilege to discredit that for you. They're showing me that you really, as we operate in energetic healing and energetic work, we're working within the life force energy, and everybody does it. Everybody's alive. Every one of us has that right to be there, and everybody has the gift of healing because we facilitate it. We're not actually going in there and saying, look at what I can do. We're actually facilitating allowing the other person to begin their healing. I'm not God, you're not God, we can't play that role. So we need to allow them to be facilitated through it. And don't let anybody else steal that from you. Allow them their process and their progress, and don't let anybody tell you that you don't have the life force energy that's needed to bring healing across to other people, because you do. Everybody does. And if someone tells you that, they're stealing your light, and that's not fair. So don't accept it. Just, you know, smile and say, you know, I love you, thank you, and bring healing to yourself and dismiss what they had said to you, because it's not a positive vibrational light for you. I have a Nick that's on the other side who wants to bring a message across to his niece, and he's saying to look for the higher message in the good of what is transpiring. So apparently I feel like this niece is in the process of attempting to secure something, and this uncle from the other side is wanting you to know that this is, he's watching over it, and that there are signs and symbols and symptoms that are there that you need to look for and to listen to the message that comes across from your child. You have a child who brings through great words of wisdom, and you need to listen to her a little bit more as she brings through some of that insight into your space and time. I have somebody who's asking, why do I do what I do? And this person has a spouse who is on the other side who says to not be faint of heart, all is well and working out for the correct goal. Gail, I know we're getting close to the top of the hour here, so I want to make sure I get these last couple in. Gail, you have unfortunately gotten caught in this scam, is what one of the guides is showing me, and that it's time to back away and take your and count your losses. They're saying that you're not right at the threshold of getting through and winning the victory, because there's not a victory to be won. You have actually been scammed. And they want you to basically move away from that, count your losses, and move forward with confidence and don't beat yourself up over it. Let it be a learning lesson. Okay, as we bring our program to a close, I want to thank all of you for your emails, your telephone calls. And if you weren't able to get through on the phone, please feel free to email me, and we'll answer anything that may come through on the emails. And check with us online to see what's going on, if we're going to be in your area. We would love to be able to make more connections with you and for you. Remember, everybody has a message. We just need to learn to listen, to be quiet, to still hearing what it is they have to say. Until next Friday at the same time, same place, may your walk be blessed with abundance, wealth, and health. Have a great week.